The expectant mothers were asked to carry around air monitors and backpacks to see how much they were exposed to air pollutants. The Columbia University researchers chose 60 mothers in low-income neighborhoods. Dr. Frederica Pereira is chief author of the study.
All of our mothers in the study were non-smokers. So the primary source of these pollutants in air would be things like motor vehicles, emissions from residential heating units, burning fossil fuel, and also from power plants located even fairly far away.
It's the first study to make a connection between air pollutants causing genetic changes in the womb that could increase cancer risk. Earlier studies by the researchers already revealed greater prenatal exposure to air pollution caused lower birth weights and smaller heads in newborns. For the GLRC, this is Lester Graham.